Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安归于各弟兄姐妹。
Tonight we continue Wednesday night topic. Oh God, I am against you for mutual encouragement.
那今晚我们继续星期三晚上的题目，哥哥啊，我与你为敌。
When we read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 to 39.
当我们读到以西结书的38章到39章。
It talks about a prophecy.
他这里讲述到预言。
How do we know the Bible is true?
我们怎么知道圣经所讲的是真实？
Because the Bible always talks about the things that will happen in the future.
因为圣经总是提到未来的事。
And in the Bible, there are a lot of things already prophesied, already happened in history.
圣经上很多预言的事已经在历史上发生。
But there are one last things that is going to happen.
但是还有最后剩下来几件事将要发生。
And the last thing that's going to happen is Jesus will going to come to this world and bring judgment and his second coming.
那有一件预言就是耶稣将要来到这世上，然后带来审判。
But before that things happen, there will be a series of events that will unfold.
但是当坏事情来到时候，来之前呢，会有一连串的事件会发生。
So,We give it a term called eschatology in the Bible.
那有一句话就叫做终末论。
So, when we talk about eschatology, that means the things that happen at the end are all recorded in the Bible.
那当我们说到终末论的时候，就是谈到在最终会发生的事情。
So when we read the Bible, we have to pay attention to those things.
所以当我们在读经的时候，我们要特别注意这些事。
So Ezekiel chapter 38-39 just talk about there will be three things that will happen.
那在以西结书38章这里提到三件事将会发生。
Wednesday night we talk about the first two.
那当星期三晚上的时候，我们谈论到前两点。
The first one, before Jesus' second coming, there will be great war, the last war, and the third world war, and will be the last one.
那第一点就是世界将会发生大战。
And Jesus already prophesied, Revelation talk about it, and it's very, very clear. We are going to that path.
那在启示录也提到我们将迈向死亡的路。
Recently, in the past few days, if you look at the news, even more alarming things have happened.
那这几天如果你注意到新闻的话，有一些令人警觉的事件发生。
North Korea getting hostile again, and it's very tense with South Korea.
那北韩呢？它开始对南韩有一些强烈的攻击。
And also, the India, the border of India and China also having some conflict, some clashes.
那在印度和中国的边界，他们也发生了一些征战。
一些冲突。
冲突。
So we know that this world.Wars and rumors of war, and it's going to unfold. At the end, it will be the last war.
那现在我们可以知道有一些战争的消息传出，那最终就是战争本身。
And the last war will be determined in Armageddon, in the plain of Jezreel, in Israel.
那最后的战争就是世界末日，将会在以色列的之地发生。
哈米吉多顿。
哈米吉多顿发生。
And so many countries backed up by Gog, which is Russia, and all its allies will be fighting Israel and its allies.
那最后在哥格，然后它是由俄国还有它的联军所带领。
Against Israelites.
他们会来攻打以色列。
A certain time, certain day, certain hour, that will happen.
那在某天某时。会发生。
Of course, we know yesterday, 2 days ago, we learned that in the year of 2015, Russia already put the troops in Syria, and that is just for preparation in the future.
那我们知道，在2015年呢，俄国已经派兵出战叙利亚。
So we know that that also prepare for the things to happen in the future.
那这个战争呢，其实是为了准备之后未来的战争。
B, we talk about the remaining Jews after the Great War, the last war, will believe in Jesus.
那B 选项它是提到在最后战争的时候会有剩下的犹太人会悔改。
Now tonight we're going to talk about the third item. We spiritually speaking, what will happen?
那今晚呢，我们所要谈论的是第三点，在属灵方面会发生什么样的事情
？Before the second coming of Jesus, the spiritual true church will face a tremendous spiritual warfare.
那在耶稣来到第二次来到的时候，属灵上的真教会将会面临战争。
This is not only a physical warfare, but will be a spiritual warfare.
不止它不只是战争本身，而且是属灵方面的征战。
That's why God said, "I will help Israel. I will help His chosen people to overcome these ultimate enemies."
那我们是神的选民，我们会来面对这征战。
Okay, now let's talk about who. Let's talk about one verse first. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
我们翻开启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 7 to 10.
启示录二十章七到十节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 7 to 10.
启示录二十章七到十节，那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。
Verse 8.
出来要迷惑地上四方列国，就是哥格和马各，叫他们聚集征战，他们的人数多如海沙。
Verse 9.
他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营和蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方。他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
When you read this, it sounds so familiar. It's just like in Babylon and Ezekiel chapter 38, talk about Gog and Magog.
那当我们在读这经节的时候，听起来非常的熟悉，就像是在以西结书三十八章提到的马各跟雅各哥哥。
That at the end, the enemy, the arch enemy of God, Gog and Magog, will summon the army and surround the beloved, the camp and the city of God.
那最后呢？耶稣的敌人呢，会围绕着哥哥的城。
哥哥马哥，这是神的敌人，会围绕着圣徒的营和蒙爱的城啊。Okay, so now let's talk about who is the camp of the saints and who are the beloved city.
那我们呢，现在讨论这个圣徒的营，还有是的蒙爱的神。
What are they?
他们是什么？
Actually, it is referring to the spiritual true church.
那这是在讲述到属灵的真教会。
Who are the saints?
那圣徒是谁
？The saints is not those the Catholic Church they benefit or they make them saints, right? According to the Bible, all the people who believe in Jesus Christ, the sins is washed away, are the saints.
那这些圣徒呢，就是相信主耶稣，他们罪已被洗去的那些人。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11.
那我们翻开哥林多前书第六章的十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11.
哥林多前书六章十一节，你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净成圣称义了。
The Bible tells us who are the saints.
圣经告诉我们那些圣徒是谁。
Before we believe in Jesus Christ, we were considered sinner. We are sinful.
在我们信耶稣之前，我们是是有罪的罪人。
However, the blood of Jesus has washed away our sin.
但是主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪。
We were all baptized in His holy name.
我们在他的圣名之下受洗。
And we receive His Holy Spirit. We are washed.
那因为我们被洗了，所以我们得到圣灵。
So, brother and sister, you and I sitting here in the name of Jesus Christ, we are the saints in God's eyes.
那我们今天靠主耶稣之名坐在这里是我们是主耶稣的圣徒。
Well, doesn't mean that we are perfect. We are far from perfect.
但这不代表我们是完美的，因为我们离完美是非常遥远。
However, in God's eyes, we belong to Him. We are saints.
但是在神的眼中，我们是属于他的，我们是圣徒。
And who is the camp of, who is the city of God?
那这蒙爱的城又是什么呢
？Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 21.
那我们翻开犹大书
希伯来书
12:21
Hebrews 12:21
希伯来书十二章的二十一节。
Let's read verse 22. Chapter 12:22
让我们来读十二章的二十二节。你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。
Here the Bible tells us that we are at the heavenly Jerusalem.
那在这里讲述到我们是在天上的耶路撒冷。
We know that physically on earth, the capital of Israel today, there's a city called Jerusalem. Everybody know about it.
那我们说在地球上，在以色列有一个首都叫耶路撒冷。
If you look at the picture, the right-hand corner of that picture is the picture of Jerusalem today.
那我们看到右边的照片就是现今的耶路撒冷。
It is called a holy city.
那是叫做圣城。
Because Judaism, Christianity, and even Islam all regarded this city as very, very holy.
因为不管是犹太教、基督教或者伊斯兰教，都认为这城是圣城。
So all three major religions in the world originated or make this city very special.
那这个世界上三大信仰宗教都认为这个地方是非常特别。
However, spiritually speaking, that Jerusalem on earth is no more holy city.
那就属灵方面来讲，这世上的耶路撒冷，它已经没有这么的圣洁了。
好，because we know that it's no more pure, it's no more only worshiping the true God.
因为它没有这么的圣洁，没有崇拜真神。
If you look at the site where the upper right hand corner, it is one of the most famous mosque, right? It's called the Dome of the Rock. It's a place worship the people.Of Islam, they make the worship.
那我们看到右手边的上面的照片呢，是一个非常是个有名的
回教寺
回教崇拜的地方。
You know that particular site, that very same site actually was the temple built by Solomon.
那这个地方呢，其实是由所罗门王所建的。
However, the temple was destroyed.
但是当初原本的圣殿已经被摧毁。
So we know that physically in Jerusalem today, well, it's a very special city with archaeological or cultural importance, but it cannot regard as spiritual.
虽然现今的耶路撒冷在世上是认为是一个特别的地方，但是它已经不是一个圣城。
However, the Bible tells us we are the spiritual Jerusalem.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们是天上的耶路撒冷。
Brother and sister, we, in the name of Jesus, we gather here in the true church, even though we are sitting on earth, but however, we are spiritually in Jerusalem on above.
那各位弟兄姐妹，我们因主耶稣的名在这里聚集，那其实我们就是在天上的耶路撒冷。
So how blessed we are, right? If you look at the picture on the right hand down, wow, imagine yourself spiritual Jerusalem, which is even better.
那所以可以想象，我们多么的备受祝福。我们可以看到照片上的。
If God open your eyes right now spiritually, you will see angels, you will see the glory of God, you will see God Himself here.
那如果神愿意打开你属灵眼睛的话，你可以看到的荣光，还有神本身。
But even though we haven't seen it, we believe it.
虽然我们还未看见，但我们相信。
But the Bible said at the end time, this beloved city.The saints, the camp of the saints, will be surrendered, will be attacked.
在圣经提到，在末世的时候，这城将会遭受攻击。
That it was Revelation chapter 20 tell us.
在启示录二十章告诉我们。
So now let's read about who will attack this city.
那我们现在要读谁会来攻击这城市。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 16, verse 13.
让我翻开启示录16:13
Revelation chapter 16, verse 13.
启示录的16:13，我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙，从龙口、兽口并假先知的口中出来。
Okay, verse 14.
他们本是鬼魔的灵，施行歧视，出去到。普天下众王那里，叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
15.
看啊，我来像贼一样，那 警醒看守衣服，免得赤身而行，叫人见他羞耻的有福了。
16.
那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处，希伯来话叫做哈米吉多顿。
Look at this passage. It's talk about the spiritual Armageddon.
那在这些经节里提到这个属灵方面的哈米吉多顿。
Wednesday night we talk about the physical Armageddon, which is in the warfare in Israel.
那在星期三的晚间，我们提到这世上的哈米吉多顿。
But tonight we talk about spiritual Armageddon.
但是今晚我们所要提是属灵方面的哈米吉多顿。
Therefore, we'll use three kinds of enemies controlled by him to attack the true members, the true Christian of the true church, to destroy him.
那鬼魔会使唤三个敌人来攻击真教会。
That's called the three unclean spirits.
那个是三个污秽的灵。
They are like three mouths, three kind of mouths.
他们像三个口。
We know that we all have our mouth, right? If your mouth is dirty, you smell terrible.
那你知道，你假如你的嘴巴不洁净的话，你就会闻起来很糟糕。
So now we talk about these three things, the enemy will surround the city of God.
那在这里提到三个敌人会把的城包围。
The first mouth of the end time will attack the city of God is the mouth of the dragon.
那第一个口会攻击哥哥的是龙，
不是攻击哥哥，攻击圣城。
攻击圣城的是龙口。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
让我们翻开启示录十二章第九节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节。大荣就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
The Bible explains what is the mouth of the dragon.
圣经解释那龙的口是什么。
The mouth of the dragon actually is the mouth of the serpent.
那龙的口呢，其实就是蛇的口。
Then we must know.Who was the ancient serpent?
那我们一定要知道那古蛇是什么。
Actually, let's turn to Revelation. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1.
那我翻开创世纪的三章一节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 1.
翻开创世纪三章一节。
Let's read.
耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”
He said, "The first temptation come to mankind."
第一个诱，这是来到人间的第一个诱惑。
There was the serpent talking to the Eve and Adam.
那有一个蛇跟亚当夏娃讲。
Well, we know the animal usually don't talk, right?
你知道动物一般来说是不会讲话。
But that serpent can talk.
但是那蛇竟然可以讲话。
That's not a normal serpent. There was a spirit behind him, so that he can talk.
那不是一般的蛇，因为它背后有灵，使它能讲。
Actually, the serpent was used by the devil.
那蛇呢，其实是被魔鬼所利用。
So that it can talk and talk very cunningly.
所以它可以非常狡猾的说话。
So that's mouth of a dragon. Actually, it's the mouth of the serpent.
那龙的口呢，其实就是蛇的口。
It primarily work. The goal of the serpent mouth is to deceive people so that people can sin against God.
那蛇的口呢，其实就是来欺骗人们，让我们犯罪。
We know that God told Adam and Eve, right? You can eat all the trees in the Garden of Eden. Everything is for you to eat, but don't eat one tree, otherwise you die.
那神跟亚当夏娃讲说，你园中的树都可以吃，但是其中一个不要碰。
That sounds very reasonable because you can eat anything, everything, only for one tree.
那这听起来其实很合理，你可以吃全部所有其他的，但是只有一个不行。
So you want to live in God's garden, you obey the rules. That's it, right?
如果你要住在神的园中，你就需要遵守他的约定。
Just like today, you are a tenant, right? You want to rent from the landlord, you obey the rules, otherwise you are out.
就像今天你是租客，你要遵守房东的规定，不然你就要被逐出去。
The owner always set the rule. That's it.
那房东总是设定所有的条约。
The Garden of Eden belongs to God. God set the rules. People have to obey.
那那个园是神所管理的，所以要遵守他的规定。
So、God's rule is very reasonable.
神的神的规定其实是非常合理。
But look at this serpent.
但是看看
how cunning he is.
但是看这蛇有多么的狡猾。
The serpent tried to make Adam and Eve to doubt against God's words.
那蛇使亚当夏娃对神有所怀疑。
Especially they warn him. The serpent warned Adam and Eve to doubt about God's love.
那神也让亚当夏娃来怀疑神所对他们的爱。
蛇让他们怀疑。
蛇让他们怀疑亚当夏娃神对亚当夏娃的爱。
Because the serpent said, right? Wow, God, look at it. Doesn't God tell you you cannot eat anything?
那蛇告诉他们，那神不是跟你讲说你可以吃所有的东西吗？
不可以吃。
不可以吃一样东西吗？
啊、How could God ever say that you cannot eat anything?
那神怎么可以跟你说你可以吃所有的东西呢？
不可以，不许你们吃所有的。
不许你们吃所有的东西。
Well, God would not say this. It's not reasonable.
那神是不会这么说，因为这不合理。
But the serpent changed God's word, right? Oh, didn't God tell you not to eat everything?
那这蛇换了转变神的话，他说你不是可以吃？
不许你们吃
所有
树上的果子吗？
不许你们吃所有果子，树上的果子。
That is to make you doubt about God's love.
所以这会让你怀疑神的爱。
Today, devil will put this kind of mind.Things in your mind.
那今天魔鬼会把这个让你怀疑神的爱。
When bad things happen, devil will tell you God doesn't love you.
那当坏事发生的时候，魔鬼会告诉你神已经不爱你了。
God tell you your parent doesn't love you.
那会告诉你你的父母不爱你了。
The devil will tell you your brothers doesn't love you. The church doesn't love you. Don't go there anymore.
那魔鬼会告诉你的弟兄姐妹。不会爱你了，不要再去教会。
Wow, that is very cunning, so that you are more and more far from God.
他说讲的非常狡猾，所以你会离神越来越远。
And the mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the serpent, changed God's word.
龙的口，蛇的口，改变神的话。
God said, if you eat this, you surely die.
神跟我们讲说，如果你吃这个，你就必死。
But the serpent said, if you eat it, you will not surely die.
但蛇却说，如果你吃这个，不一定会死。
Look at this mouth of the dragon; it's very cunning.
你看这龙的口是非常的狡猾。
Look at the picture again, right just now, right? If you saw back a few pictures, look at the mouth of the dragon. If you look at this, you scare, you run away, right?
那如果你看到这个话，你一定会害怕，然后跑开。
But the devil is very careful. If you show up like this, Eve will not talk to him.
但是魔鬼是非常的小心的。如果他这样出现，你一定是不会跟他讲话。
So he used the serpent to talk to the woman.
所以他利用蛇来跟那女的讲话。
So the woman, the self-defense become low. So we will listen to the serpent.
那女人的警觉性低，所以她蛇就来去跟她讲话。
So brother and sister, do not be foolish. Today the devil will not use a very ugly face, very cruel things, and then try to scare you and tell you to do sin and go down to hell with him. No, the devil will not be so foolish.
那魔鬼是不会那么愚笨的，不会用让你觉得可怕的事来与你沟通。
He repackage himself, dress up himself, use another face, and talk to you very persuasively, cunningly, so that you believe in his tales.
那他会重新包装自己，改头换面来用一些话来说服你。
And especially he'll ask you to focus on about your own feeling.
那他会让你着重于在你本身自己的情感。
He'll tell you to eat this forbidden fruit, right? If you eat it, you feel good. You feel that you're almost the same as God.
他会叫你吃的禁果，因为让你吃了之后，你会觉得你会像神一般。
So you know, this is the end time. The devil used the mouth of the dragon, the mouth of the serpent to attack the holy people of God.
那这是末世，所以这魔鬼利用蛇龙口来攻击我们。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 13.
那我们再翻开启示录十二章十三节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 13.
启示录十二章十三节，荣见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
Verse 14.
于是有 大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。他在那里被养活一载、二载、半载。
Okay, he had said the dragon will also persecute the Christians.
在这里提到龙也会来逼迫基督徒。
Now he said the dragon persecute the woman who had just given birth to a child.
在这里提到龙逼迫那刚生男孩的妇人。
Who is that woman who had just given birth a child?
那个刚生男孩子的妇人是谁
？That is the church of God.
那就是神的教会。
Every year we have spiritual convocation. We go to the water and baptize some people, right?
每年的灵恩会，我们就会到河边来为我们信徒受洗。
Sometimes we have babies. Sometimes we have all senior members.
有时候受洗的是婴孩，有时候是年老的。
No matter how old they are when they were baptized, spiritually they are all baby.
不管他们受洗的时候是几岁，但是属灵方面他们都是婴孩。
And of course, we are very happy every year when we see some people get baptized. Oh, thank God, last year 10 people got baptized.
当然，我们看到人受洗是非常高兴的，就像去年我们有10位受洗。
However, you know, devil is very cunning.
但是魔鬼是非常狡猾的。
Is it fine? You guys preach the gospel, baptize people. I'm not worried. But he's waiting. After you give birth, he'll devour the child. He'll attack the child.
你们受洗没关系，他就会等着在你孩子刚出生的时候就来把你吞噬。
Just like the animals' kingdom.
就像在动物世界
，like a lion, sometimes you see, right? It's going after the elephant babies, the buffalo babies, because the babies are vulnerable. They're easy to be swallowed.
就像狮子会来攻击大象的小象或者是小水牛，因为它们非常容易被抓到。
So that's why the devil is always after the newly baptized, just new members or weak ones, so that he can devour him.
就所以魔鬼也是一样。专门找着婴孩来攻击他们。
Sometimes we think persecution must be put you to jail or put you on the cross.
那有时候我们想到逼迫，可能是把你放到监牢，或者把你放在十字架上。
Well, look down, look at how the serpent, how the dragon persecute Christian.
那我们要看看这蛇是如何逼迫基督徒的。
Let's read verse 15.
让我们继续读第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节，蛇就在妇人身后从口中吐出水来，像河一样要将妇人冲去。
Wow, look at this, right? If you look at the picture on the left, right? Usually, we press the mouth of the serpent, you have venomous, we have poison coming out, right?
那就像右边的图案一样，当你在挤压蛇的它的利牙的时候，会有毒液出来。
However, spiritually speaking, what John saw is the flood come from the serpent mouth.
那属灵方面呢，就像约翰长老说的，他水从他的口中出来。
When so strong, the current like a flood of river, like water.
那非常的巨大的水，就像洪水一般。
So what does those things, this river represent?
那这些事情是代表什么？
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
然后翻开以弗所书。二章一节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
以弗所书二章一节。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他们叫你们活过来。
Verse 2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Wow, the Bible already tells us what is the river come from the mouth of the serpent.
在这里，圣经告诉我们，这从蛇口中来的河是什么
？It's the trains of the world, the thinking, the ways of the world.
是这世界的潮流思想。
Wow, and that will wash away most believers.
它会把我们这些信徒给冲走。
And that is how he attacked the beloved city of God.
那他就是这样来攻击神的城。
Now, what are the trains of the world?
那现今的风俗是什么呢
？Sometimes we are so proud of being living in the Western world. We are in a developed country. We are in the top of the. We are the first world. We are in the very top of the pyramid.
那现今我们会感到非常骄傲，我们是在西方发展非常完全的第一世界。
However, brother and sister, from the Bible perspective, the next line, we are living in such a so strong current of the whole world right now.
但是就像圣经里提到，我们正在活在它运行的潮流之间。
Okay, I just give a few items here. Next line. First is called hedonism. This means focus on enjoyment. Everything is about enjoyment.
那第一项呢，就是享乐主义，所有的事情都是有关于享乐。
I work so hard so that I can have more money, and I have more money, I can have all the material to make my flesh happy.
那我是会非常认真努力工作，赚很多钱，然后把这些钱花在享乐上面。
And because of this, people want about make their own body help the flesh happy. They can use substance.
那其实这是有关于让你的身体方面感到愉悦，或者用一些药物方面。
Look at our country, we legalize marijuana.
看看我们
recreational use.
看看我们自己本身，我们自己国家本身，我们现在让娱乐性的大麻合法化。
So that is focused on human enjoyment.
那所以这是专注在享乐方面。
And during the COVID-19, the first month, like in March and April, right, most of the business have to shut down. But guess what? The alcohol, the place selling alcohol are allowed to open.
就像这疫情发生的时候呢，在三月、四月的时候，几乎所有的生意都已经关门，但是卖酒的地方却是开的。
Why government allow liquor store open?
为什么政府允许酒卖酒的场所？
Because we were told that alcohol is considered essential, right? Essential service.
因为他们说酒呢其实是必要之物。
Yeah, if you say grocery store, right? And then buy food is essential, I can understand. But why alcohol is essential?
如果你说买食物是必要的，我可以了解，但是为什么酒精也是必要品？
Well, for many people, for some people, marijuana is essential. Alcohol is essential because without them, they cannot live.
因为对某些人来说，大麻、酒精其实是必要之物，因为没有他们有些人可能没有办法继续活。
The heart is so empty.
因为他们的心里是非常空虚。
Another thinking, right, called individualism. That's everything focused on I.
那另外一个呢是个人主义，它是专注在自己本身。
I like, I think, I love, I want.
那它是专注在我喜欢的、我想的、我所爱的。
Oh, I don't care, I don't mind, I don't know. Everything is I.
我不在乎的，我不知道的。
Look, and then legalization of gay marriage.
再来就是同性婚姻合法化。
Now being LGBT gay rights, if you call out, wow, you are like suddenly you become the mainstream. If you say something against it, people attack you.
那他们这些呢，其实变成主流了。如果你对他们说一些违背他们的话，你反而会被他们攻击。
But however, if you look at the Bible, that is not how God created human being, man and a woman to form a family.
那其实我们看圣经的话，这不是神起初创造人的方式。
Because at the beginning, God made a man and a woman, and then they have formed a family and a marriage.
那一开始的话，神创造了男人、女人，他们结婚，有婚姻的生活。
But now the train of the world is everything goes. As long as you like it, it goes.
那现在这世界上潮流就是你想做什么都可以。
And then euthanasia, which is all assisted suicide.
那再来就是安乐死。
In the past, you know, people fear God. Life is in God's hand. You don't decide when you die, just like you did not decide when you were born to this world.
那以前的话，你相信神，你就不会害怕死亡。
你没有办法决定你什么时候死亡。
不会怕什么时候死亡
啊？
因为神在掌控你的生活。
You don't kill yourself.
那你不想要你不会医疗自己，治疗自己。
自杀啊 ，because your life is in God's hand，
因为你的生命是在神的手中。
But now people believe their own right. I can decide when I die. If I want to die, people can assist me. I kill myself.
那现在他们相信你的生命是掌在自己的手中，所以我想死的时候，我可以就自杀。
All this thinking looks very reasonable, very political correct in the current society.
那这些思想主义呢，其实听起来都非常合理，而且政治正确。
However, if you look into the Bible, this is not what God as well as.
但是如果你研读圣经的话，你就知道这不是神所喜悦的方式。
However, right now the current from the mouth of the serpent is so strong.
那现在呢？从溶口蛇口出来的潮流是非常的巨大强烈。
Your friends, your media, whatever you contact with society will tell you all this are right thing.
那现在不管你是跟朋友谈论，或者是从媒体来的资讯，其实都是这样子。
So, brother and sister, this is the attack from God right now to the members, to the Christian.
那这其实就是从哥哥来的攻击，来对我们基督徒的攻击。
Even though some people are sitting here, but their mind is being washed away.
虽然我们可能住在这里，但是我们的心里已经被洪水冲蚀了。
But the Bible promises God will go against God.And God will help His people.
但是圣经告诉我们，神会来帮助他的人民。
If you want to rely on God, He will help you to overcome.
那神会很高兴的来带领你胜过这一切。
How do we deal with it?
但是我们该如何处理这些事
？Let's turn to Psalm, verse chapter 119, verse 9-11.
让我翻开诗篇的119篇9-11。
Psalm chapter 119.Verse 9-11.
诗篇一百一十九篇九到十一。年少人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
Verse 10.
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
Verse 11.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
This is how we go against the current.
这是我们该如何来对抗这潮流。
We have to determine first, I want to follow God's will.
我们应该下定决心，我们要跟随主耶稣。
I have to seek God's will.
我们要我们来寻求神的意。
Even though it's different than the world, different than the whole society.
虽然这可能是跟世界上的是不同的。
Even though I'm the only one doing this and all my friends doesn't follow.
有可能我是唯一一个在这样做的事，跟其他我的朋友都不一样。
If you don't make the determination, you will be washed away.
但是如果你不愿意下定决心的话，你就会被冲蚀。
If you want to be the same as your friend, you will be washed away.
如果你想和你的朋友一样的话，你就会被这水冲蚀。
But if you make a determination, I want to follow God, then nobody can wash you away.
但是如果你下定决心要跟随神的话，没有任何东西可以把你冲走。
And then the Bible said here, I have hid.Your words in my heart.
在这里，圣经读到说：“我要跟随你的话语。”
我将你的话藏在心里。
将你的话藏在心里。
Yes. What have you put in your heart?
你在你的心里放了什么呢
？If you always listen to His words,
如果你总是听他的话
，You always read the Bible.
如果你总是读经
，And then you know what God's like, what God doesn't like.
你就会知道神所喜欢的，还有他不喜欢的。
And that become part of your thinking.
那他的话语就会成为你的一部分。
And the devil cannot deceive you anymore.
魔鬼就不会很容易的来欺骗你。
But if you read this and that, you browse the internet, you read a lot of other people thinking, but you don't read the Bible, I tell you, very soon you'll be washed away.
如果你随便乱读外面的东西，或者是网上的东西，不愿意读经的话，你很容易就被这水冲走。
Because our mind is always influenced by what we read, what we see.
因为我们的心里总是被我们所读的、所看到的影响。
So the mouth of the dragon very terrible.
所以这溶口是非常的糟糕。
But there's a second one coming.
但是这有耶稣的第二次到来。
第二个口。
第二个口。
The second mouth is the mouth of the beast.
那第二口就是兽的口。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 13.Verse 4-5.
我们翻开启示录十三章四到五节。
Revelation chapter 13, verse 4-5.
启示录十三章四到五节。又拜那龙，因为他将自己的权柄给了兽，也拜兽说：谁能比这兽？谁能与他交战呢
？Continue, please.
又赐给他说夸大亵渎的话口，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。
Six，
兽就开口向神说亵渎的话，亵渎神的名，并且他的帐幕以及那些住在天上的。
好 And then let's jump to verse 9.
看第九节，凡有耳的就应当听。
Then,
十，掳掠人的必被掳掠，用刀杀人的必被刀杀。圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
Here in Revelation 13, from verse 5 on, talk about the mouth of the beast.
在这里启示录13章5节开始就讲受到的兽口。
What will the mouth of the beast do to harm the people of God?
这兽的口会对神的选民做些什么事？
Actually, first, the characteristic is the mouth of the beast is very powerful.
那这个兽口的特性呢？它是非常的
大有权柄的。好 ，You know, usually when we talk about powerful, we are talking about political power. It can influence the whole country.
那每当我们在讲述到权柄的时候，我们是总是是联想到政治的权柄会影响到这世界。
Secondly, it is very boastful. We can boast.
那它是第二特性，它是非常夸大。
You can say anything big. You didn't feel ashamed.
它会夸口任何的东西，而不会感到羞耻。
And thirdly, it will say something to blaspheme against God.
第三呢，它特性是会来亵渎神。
Now.If you look back at history, who is this people who is so powerful, who is so boastful, and who blaspheme against God and persecute Christian, even kill Christian physically?
那我们看这历史上呢，是谁有这权柄，谁有这个令人夸口的话语，还有亵渎神的
And of course, throughout the course of history, there are a lot of government has this kind of characteristics.
那在历史上来看呢，我们知道很多政府都有这样的特性
，including Babylon or Romans, they all have the same characteristic.
那包括呢，巴比伦还有罗马帝国都有这样的特性。
I've done a little bit of research.
那在我调查
the founder of communism.
那共产主义的创始者。
Then we all know him. The next slide is Karl Marx.
那我们都知道他是卡尔马克思，
马克思主义的马克思
马克思。
Okay, so I just find a few quotes about what this man said about religion, about God.
那我找了一些他过去所说的话语是有关于神，关于神方面的。
Karl Marx once said, "My object in my life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism."
马克思曾说过，我的目的呢，就是把神从权位上拉下，还有资本主义也是。
Well, we know that Karl Marx hated capitalism because there's a lot of corruption in capitalism. That is, everybody knows. Even today, the same.
那我们知道马克思是非常痛恨资本主义，因为资本主义本身有非常多的腐败。
Lots of greed, lot of like unfairness.
很多贪婪，很多不公平的事。
But he said, right? Not only he want to destroy capitalism, he want to dethrone God, and that is very, very unique.
那他因为这样子呢，所以不只想摧毁资本主义，而且想把神从他的权位上拉下，
从他的宝座拉下，
宝座上拉下。
Actually, in his mind, in his thinking, there's totally no God, no religion. He want to destroy people thinking about religion, about faith.
那他是想要摧毁所有的信仰。
So because of this thinking influenced so much later.
因为这样的思想呢，影响了之后事情的发展。
You can do a little bit of research about the revolution in the Russia and then the formation of the Soviet Union.
那你自己可以调查一下，它这个其实是影响到之后的俄国的
革命，
还有苏联的成立。
好 ，when according to the history under the Soviet from early last century, there was millions and millions of Christians were killed in the Soviet rule.
那在苏联时代，在上一世纪早期的时候呢，很多基督徒都被杀害。
So we know history will always repeat itself.
那我们知道历史总是重复。
Before the end time, this mouth of the beast will come again.
那在末世来到的时候，这兽口也会来临。
One day you and me will be threatened.
那有一天呢，我们会被这兽口威胁。
If you want to come to church, maybe people want to take your life.
如果你那时候想来教会，你可能会对性命不保。
If you say you are a Christian, you will be put to jail.
如果你说你自己是基督徒的话，你可能会下监狱。
Nobody knows when it will happen, but according to the Bible, it will happen.
我们不知道什么时候会发生，但是根据圣经，我们知道这会发生。
The mouth of the beast.
因为兽的口会来临。
But we have to ask God to keep our faith.
但是我们要向神求能够保有我们的信仰。
But the last mouth, let's hand back to Revelation.
让我们在最后一个口，让我们再翻回启示录。
Chapter 16, verse 13.
16章的13节。
16, verse 13.
十六章十三节，我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙从龙口、兽口并假先知的口出来。
Wow, the third attack, the Gog surround the city of God is the mouth of the false prophets.
那第四最后一个来的攻击呢，是从假先知来的。
Who is a prophet?
谁是这先知
？Prophet is the one who speak the word of God to the people, so that they can understand God and follow God.
那先知呢？神是透过这先知的口来向他的人民讲话。
But the devil doesn't want people to believe.
但是魔鬼却不想人民来相信神所说的话。
Before Jesus come again, there'll be so many false prophets.
在耶稣再次到来之前呢，将会有很多的假先知。
And they are influenced by the evil spirit to preach falsehood to change the word of God.
那他们会被魔鬼所影响，会传一些假预言。
So people are confused. They say, "Oh, they follow the wrong thing."
人们会因此混淆而跟错的事情。
For example, if you don't know the way,
就像你假如不知道这道路的话
，you ask someone.
你会询问其他人。
Oh, for example, you ask, "Oh, how can I go to the closest TNT?"
那你可能会问其他人，我要怎么去这个超级市场
？Okay, you say, "Okay, down the road in Kingsway, just keep going down. It's a few blocks. You'll see."
那个人可能会跟你讲说，哦，就一直走 Kingsway， 你就会看到。
It's very easy, right?
听起来非常简单。
However, if you ask someone, he doesn't know, or they just tell you to go here and there, everywhere, and then you get confused. You never reach your destination.
但是如果你问了一个不知路的人，他可能会想说去那里去这里，可能让你更混淆。
You know, I encountered someone before like this, right? I ask him about the way. He pretend he know. He just say, "Oh, turn right, turn left," and actually I followed and never reach it.
那我以前也遇过这样的事情。我问一个人路，那他跟我讲说去这去那，那我就跟着他走。
You know, the false prophet they preach falsehood and confuse people.
那假先知就是这样子讲一些假话，然后来混淆。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 24.
让我们翻开马太福音的24章24节。
Matthew 24, verse 24.
马太福音24章24节。因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
Jesus already warned us before he come. There'll be a lot of false Christ, false prophets.
耶稣已经警告我们，这将会有很多假先知。假。
Now they are not only saying wrong things, but sometimes they can even perform miracles.
那他们不只会说虚假的事情，他们有时候他们也会显神迹。
For example, if you see can someone perform a big miracle, you may say, "Wow, that person must be from God."
如果你看到有人行大事奇事的话，你可能会觉得说，哦，那一定是从神而来。
Sorry, according to the Bible, not everyone perform miracles are from God.
很抱歉，但是根据圣经，并不是每位行大神迹人都是从神而来。
Only those who preach the truth.Is from God.
只有那些传述真实道理的人才是从神而来。
So at the end time, there will be a lot of deception.
在末世的时候，将会有很多诡诈。
Even different false teachings.
还有各种不同的假道。
If you are not rooted in the truth.
如果你对道理不熟悉的话。
If you don't even know the basic doctrine.
如果你基本的基本道理都不懂的话
，If you don't understand the Bible，
如果你不懂圣经
，You may be affected very easily。
你可能很轻易的就因此而被影响。
Well, you may say, well, no, I will not watch anything outside, non-TJC, right? I'll just read TJC material, I'll just listen to TJC preacher, I'll be safe.
那你可能会说啊，我只阅读我们自己教会真耶稣教会一些资料内容。
Yes.
我会没问题的。
99%.
Yeah, 99%.
However, the Bible said, when we approach the end time, things will be different.
但是圣经提到末世到的时候，事情将会非常的不一样。
False prophets will come from among us, not from outside.
假先知会从我们之中兴起，而不是从外面而来。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 to 19.
我们翻开约翰一书
chapter 2, verse 18 to 19.
二章十八到十九节，
First John chapter two verse 18 to 19。
约翰一书二章十八到十九节，小子们啊，如今是末世了。你们曾听见说那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道，如今是末世了。他们从我们中间出去，却不是属于我们的。若是属于我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去显明都不是属于我们的。
Look at these two verses. How stark warning that John is giving to the members at the time, 2,000 years ago.
看这两个经节，约翰是如何来警告他的门徒来提防敌基督。
That the Antichrist will come and has come.
那敌基督来了，也将会来到。
It has come.
已经来到了。
Who are they?
那些敌基督是谁
？He's not from outside, different religion.
他不是从外面而来的外面来的宗教。
John said, I highlighted here. John said it's from among us.
在这里，约翰说到，说是从我们之中而来。
Yeah, they were among the disciples.
对，他是从门徒之间而来。
But now they left.
他们现在已离开。
Because they were deceived by the wrong spirit.
因为他们被错误的灵所影响。
So they no more follow the teaching.
所以他们就不再跟随神的道理。
But they go out.
他们就出去
，But they're using the same name, teach to preach.
但是还是使用相同的名来传教。
So that people are confused. A lot of people are confused. They thought they were the right one, but they were cheated.
因此人就因此而感到混淆，因为他们被欺骗了。
Now recently, I've said it before, but I want to say it again. Recently, it is happening in True Jesus Church.
最近呢，其实我之前已经讲过，但是我还要再说一遍，因为这是在我们真耶稣教会发生。
In China, in Shanghai,
在中国上海。
Some workers they were deceived, they were confused by the spirit.
某些工人呢，因为被某个信徒
迷惑了。They left the church.
他们因此离开教会。
And then they go everywhere to preach, but the wrong teaching.
他们到处传讲错误的道理
，But they're using our same name.
但他们却使用我们的名
，And even our same logo, the dove, right, with the three slash at the back. They're even using our logo.
而且也使用我们的标志，就是鸽子。
Many people are deceived.
很多人因此而受迷惑。
Many members in Africa are deceived.
很多在非洲的成员因此而迷惑。
So we have to write letter to them and warn them, don't follow them.They are not from us anymore.
所以，因此我们要写信警告他们不要跟那些人。
So the Bible already says that at the end time there'll be the mouth of the false prophets.
那在末世的时候呢，将会有假先知的口。
So how do we deal with? How do we prevent?
我们该如何预防
？The Bible tells us next line. Tell us we have to be rooted in the truth and know how to discern.
圣经告诉我们，我们要在道理上扎根，然后懂得
圣事明辨。
And then we have to have a humble heart to follow the truth and the Holy Spirit and the church.
然后我们要心存谦卑，顺服圣灵的带领。
Let's turn to the last verse, the book of Jude, the book before Revelation, Jude verse 20.
让我们翻开犹大书。
The book of Jude, verse 20, the second last book in the whole Bible. Jude verse 20.
犹大书二十节。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
Verse 21.
保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Wow, this is a very wonderful Bible verses.
那这是非常美好的经节。
Yes, we have so many challenges.
对，我们现在面对非常多的挑战。
The three mouths that will attack us, surround us, like encamp us.
有三个口会包围攻击我们。
Remember, what's the first mouth? The mouth of the dragon.
第一个口是什么？就是龙的口。
Deceive you to commit sin.
他会欺骗你，让你犯罪。
The second one, the mouth of the beast may persecute you, may harm you spiritually.
那第二个是兽的口，他会来让你属灵上受到伤害。
A third one, or the mouth of the false prophet to confuse you, to cheat you.
那第三个呢，就是假先知的口，他会来欺骗你，混淆你。
But this verse tells us how to we protect ourselves.
但是这个经节告诉我们该如何保护。
Right. Just like nowadays, everybody wearing a mask, right, to protect yourself from the mouth of other people for the virus.
那就像我们现在都要戴面罩一样，来保护我们自己，不要碰接触到人家的口。
We can also protect our spiritual life.
当然，我们也可以保护我们的属灵生活。
Edify yourself in the most holy faith.
那让我们能够得到造就。
And then pray in the spirit.
然后在圣灵中祷告。
And then keep yourself in God's love.
让我们继续保有在神的爱中。
May God help us.
愿神帮助。
Let's all sing hymn 364.
让我们唱赞美诗364首。
Say, Thy word have I hid in my heart.